Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yo, look towards the darkness.
Nah, yo, look towards the light.
Yo, what is that?
It's a supernova.
Nah, man, that's a black hole.
Yo, it's.
I leap over lies in a single pound. The black prophet, one day I got struck by knowledge of self. It gave me super scientific powers. Now I run through the ghetto, battling my arch nemesis, Mr. Ignorance. He's been trying to take me out since the days of my youth. He fears his day will come. I'm hot on his trail, but sometimes he slips away because he has an army. They always give me trouble, mainly hatred, jealousy, and envy. They attack me, they think they got me. But I use my super science and I twist all three. I see sparks over that building, they're shooting at me. I dip, do a backflip, then I hit him in the heart with sharp steel bookmarks. Ignorance hates when I drop it, but no matter what he do, he can't stop the prophet.
Yo, prophet, come here real quick. Yo, I just saw Ignorance downtown, let me put you on.
Word, he down there bugging, he got them illing out, they shooting everything out.
Let's continue the saga, mad drama. I met this chick, she said she knew where Ignorance was at. I said, where? She said, downtown. He had babies having babies and young niggas selling crack. I think the bitch is lying, it's a setup, I can smell it. But Ignorance is running rampant. Aight, baby, show me the exact spot. Meet me at Quaggan Skimmerhorn at 3 on the dock. So I hops up on the A-train, I'm being followed. My seventh sense is danger. I turn around, it's anger. And he brought a marble on, it's the same old song. The spear and animosity got broke with the swiftness. I don't know what they think this is. I feel a sharp pain in my neck, now I can't see on my hem. They hit me with a dart filled with the pork chop sim. I tried to hold on, but before long I dropped. When I awoke, I was locked in the barbershop, trapped in the barber's chair. Oh no, they're gonna try and cut my hair, but that can't stop the prophet.
Yo, prophet, Ignorance is tired of you following them around. We're about to put an end to that right now. Animosity, fear,
yeah. What's up?
Get him!
Ignorance's boys. She said, prophet, we got you beat. By the way, I'm Mr. Ignorance's wife, deceit. But enough talk now for your haircut. When the clippers touched my hair, they blew the fuck up. After the explosion, there was no one left. Cause I know them my poison hand touch of death. My vision's still kinda blurry, but I see a clue. Ignorance is at the library. I hurry with lightning speed like the flash. He's at the big one on Grand Army Plaza. When I get inside, the door shuts and the lights go off. Damn, another trap. I hear a hissing sound. I smell a funny smell. I gasp, I can't breathe. Ignorance is laughing at me, waiting on my downfall. But he can't stop the prophet.
Well, prophet, it seems like you're in a bit of a jam. I hope you can unstick yourself. Oh, and what you did to my wife, it was nothing. I have others. The saga continues.
Radio. Thanks to everybody. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. If you listen to live via the internet, cellular phone, what have you. I'm having some, Blog Talk is acting crazy right now. I'm having a little bit of audio issues, you know what I mean? But we're going to definitely power through this. I definitely want to say what's up to everybody that, tuned in for the last 2 weeks. I had the brother S-Man from S-Man LLC, kind of crazy last 2 weeks, you know what I mean? But now we're back to the original programming, you know what I'm saying? Getting back to the content, getting back what we do, you know, talk about real issues, talk about social issues, you know what I mean? Things of that nature, you know? I definitely from the rip, I definitely got to bring my boy in, you know what I'm saying? Because he calls damn near every week, you know what I'm saying? And I know he was like, what the hell? I want to get back to the issue. So let me put him on real quick. Let me put his intro. Let me get his intro music right.
Cut them hammers, leave them llamas, protect that in front of the camera drama. When the cameras are attached to dollies, I call them Dalai Lama. Move low.
Well, Joe, what's up, brother?
What up with you? How you feeling?
Yeah, man. It ain't nothing, man. I got to get you on early. Really, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Rojo on the phone on the line. You know what I'm saying? The crazy last 2 weeks, right, man? That was kind of different, wasn't it?
It was. It was a little off. I didn't see that coming. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all gravy. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of politicking.
Yeah. Just to be clear, and you being a frequent caller, you know what I'm saying? You know this, right? And shout out to everybody. I can't name all the rappers, but all the brothers know that who I support out there. And you know, if I see them face to face, they know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But this show, people, to all the new listeners out there and to everybody, this show has never, ever been a hip-hop show. Am I correct, sir? Hold on. Rojo gets a little... I had to mute him real quick. He be having audio issues, but let me talk to y'all people real quick, and I'm going to bring Rojo back on. This has never been a show dedicated to hip-hop and to the hip-hop, you know, supporting local hip hop and anything of that nature. Yes. Do I have people, do I support and I like to see them do good? I absolutely do. But this has never been a show about hip hop. We come here, listen, you hear that? I come here with notes. I come here prepared to do a show to uplift you. Maybe we can somewhat have a debate. Maybe we can get educated. Maybe we can educate each other about social things. I mean, we could talk about hip hop. I have my brothers call into the shows when they have their, you know, their new CD out, coming out, or anything like that. But I'm sorry, people, this is not a hip hop show whatsoever. I'm not worried about hip hop. I don't even really listen to music, period, let alone people trying to plug their new products or things of that nature. If y'all see how I move on the social networks, I don't even do shit like that. I don't tag people when I do this show. I just get up here and do what I do. There might be people that ask me to tag them to make sure they, you know, that remind them that they're on, that we're having a show. But this has never, ever been a hip-hop show. I don't want to sit here and talk to y'all people about Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't want to sit here and talk about the new dances and the new fads. We don't want to, is that what we want to talk about nowadays, these people? We want to just sit here and plug hip-hop all day. We just want to sit here and talk about rap all day. You just want to sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, and just do that and sit here like we don't have other things to discuss. We don't want to talk about, you know, I Can't Breathe movement. We don't want to talk about Don't Shoot movement. We don't want to talk about Eric Gardner. We don't want to talk about that. We talk about real issues over here, people. And I'll say this politely. If you people want to sit up here and sit here and talk about hip-hop and worried about what Jay-Z and Beyonce is doing, maybe this ain't the show for you. Maybe you should just hang up on me right now. Because I'm not here for none of that. I'm here to talk to my people. I'm here to talk to my brothers and sisters, whether white or black, and let's talk about some real issues. You think I want to be up here at 35 years old talking about who Lil Tunchi's fucking? Hell no. Hell no. You think I want to be the oldest guy at the party dancing, shucking and jiving on stage, cooning and buffooning? You think I want that? You think that's what I want to do? You think I want my audience to even talk about stuff like that? And if you do, you should sit hang up on me right now. Don't even listen to me. Because I don't even want you listening to me if that's what you think you signed up for me to come over here and shuck and jive and coon and buffoon. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I don't want to sit up here and talk about hip-hop. There's other sites for that. Y'all can go to WorldStar. Y'all can go to all these other sites. Actually, y'all can go to YouTube. You think I want to sit up here and waste your people's time, an hour and a half of your time, talking about some goddamn rap music? Think I want to do that? We got notes. We got topics. We got things that we need to discuss. Not no goddamn rap music, and no disrespect to any of the brothers out there, sisters, whoever doing their art, trying to make something happen. But this is not the show for that. Do I bring people on? I absolutely do. The plug their movements and things like that. But this is not that. This is not that at all. This is. Definitely not. You know what I mean? Hey, what did the girl say? I don't want to talk about no rap music.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. We're talking about real issues here, people. And if you don't have anything to bring to the table, maybe you should just listen. You think I want to sit up on the line and people talk about what they're doing over the weekend and, oh, yeah, I'm going to be at this event. And you know, I mean, that's cool, and you get that out there. That's what's up. Cool. Get it on. But this is not the show for that, people. This is not the show for that. We do not shuck and jive. We do not coon and buffoon. We do not skin and grin over here. People trying to politic business. Matter of fact, I'm going to just leave that go. I'm going to just leave that sit with that. I'm going to just leave that lay with that lay. But to that person that threw that shot on me via the Facebook when you have my phone number, brother, you're corny. That was a corny move. And I can't understand you for doing that shit. You on a microphone?
Chinese people with their kung fu and all that silly chang chang chong talk. I can't understand you. Go back to your country.
I can't understand you. I can't understand you, dude. But I won't even waste no time on that. We're going to get right to the issues and what we usually do over here. We ain't worried about that. We are not worried about that. At all. That is not, like I said, if you want to come over here and you think we're going coon and buffoon, skin and grin, and try to be the oldest person up on the stage at the show, then you're listening to the wrong show. I'm not trying to be on the stage with the youngsters, trying to outshine them. I'm not trying to do that, trying to be all up in the videos, trying to, you know, be knocking on 45. I'm 38 now, be 45, trying to be on stage, throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. I'm not doing that shit. I put my show up on the internet one time. I don't be tagging people. You ain't thirsty. I ain't thirsty. I'll ride the bench. Nobody want to do that shit. Don't nobody want to be up on the stage. You're 56 years old and shit. Got water in your knees. Trying to keep up with the new dances. Fuck out of here. After throwing your back out, trying to do the electric slide with 17-year-olders. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to educate the people, and maybe we can have some type of dialogue, and maybe I can learn something from you. That's what we do over here and up at Smoke Radio. There's going to be other shows. There's going to be other programmers, and, yeah, we might be doing some talking hip-hop on those shows, and some local things, and talk to my local brothers that's doing their thing on the grind. But this is not the show for that. So eat. Dismiss me with that.
Yeah, baby.
Dismiss me with that. You know what I mean? Dismiss me with that. I wish everybody success. I want everybody to do their thing. But at the end of the day, take your fucking shoes off when you're in my crib, man.
Yeah, baby.
And we're done with that. But at the end of the day, this is not ratchet nigga radio over here. This is not, oh, you know what I'm saying? This is not that. We talk about issues. And if we're going to bring in some callers, we're going to bring in some callers that have something to bring to the table. You got something to at least promote or at least talk about something. We don't care. I could give a shit less, Willie Doe, about some rap music, really. When we got police brutality going on, when we got, you know, voter fraud going on, when we got the government trying to take our guns going on, when they're trying to take our freedom of speech going on. What? Do you think I want to waste an hour and a half of your time talking about who's the hottest in the streets? And I'm the dope. I got the dope beats. My shit is hot. You think that's what I want to talk about? Is that what y'all want to talk about? To my loyal listeners, I know y'all don't want to talk about that. I've been seeing y'all face to face. Okay, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. We had enough smoke. That was good. But it's time to move on. And you know what I said? Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's go back to basics. Let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the original programming. We'll make room for the rappers later. Don't worry about it. They'll get their shot. But we want to talk about some real issues. And you know what? Shout out to the 23 people that's sticking around and wants to hear the real issues. Shout out to y'all. Because y'all ain't no fool. Y'all don't want to be fool. Y'all don't want to be dumbed down. Y'all want to be uplifted. Y'all ain't got, what you said, we can make it. Y'all ain't got no time for that. Got enough of that. That stuff there, that all the music and all the entertainment and all the bull crap, that shit is just here to distract us from the real issues, the real shit that's going on, the real stuff, the real stuff that's going on. Now, that's done and over with. Get that off my chest real quick. Let me calm down. Sit back down and get my drink and my cup. I was standing up. You know what I mean? Hyped and charged. But President Obama put out this little law, I think a suggestion, but I think it's going to happen. If somebody's seen it, you can call in and educate me. But they got these new, after the Eric Garner thing and all the police things, I guess that we couldn't talk about issues like that for the last 2 weeks, but hopefully you guys educated yourselves on those issues. You know what I mean? Excuse me. Now, what's going to happen is they're going to have these body cams on police. Now, for the listener out there and for everybody out there, you guys might think that's but a simple fact. That it's like, it's for the police to watch, you know, so the police can see, you know, so basically so the police could be held accountable for what they're doing. But I tell you people, you've been fooled. You've been had, you've been bamboozled. Because now, you know what I mean? In this new age of security, the new terrorism age, and the new, this whole new, somebody's going to kill you and everybody, you have to make police feel secure instead of them being secure, even though it's their job to protect us and not them. You know what I mean? It's basically, let me put it another way. It's their job to make us feel secure, not them feel secure. Police are basically like no equivalent. If you do your research, police are nothing basically like mailmen. Mailmen with guns. They're servants. They are here to serve you. But in a new police state, that is not happening due to a lot of shit. Now you have to show your papers. You have to show everything. You have to, like, even in out here in Armstrong County, they have what you call seatbelt checks now. No more sobriety checks. It becomes a seatbelt check now. And the seatbelt check is basically with, only thing it is basically the shit that Hitler used to do in Nazi Germany. It's basically, they don't even care. It's really, show your papers, show me where you're going, where you headed to. You got your seatbelt on. You might even have your seatbelt on. And they say, okay, where are you going? You say, wait. I have my seatbelt on. Why do you need to know? Well, I need to know where you're going. And that happens with sobriety checks. That happens with that. But they disguise it as a good thing. You know what I mean? Back in the day, my father used to tell me this. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day in his age, when he was younger, when you was drunk, police caught you drunk driving, they would give you a ride home. Like, you know, pull your car over, you know, your car, it wouldn't get towed. Nothing happened, and your car wouldn't get towed. You get drunk driving or something, police would, okay, cool, give you a ride home if you lived in that jurisdiction. Sometimes they would pass you off and, you know, from that jurisdiction to jurisdiction to jurisdiction and give you a ride home. Now, let me talk to y'all about that because y'all see how I just get, like I'm trying to let y'all know that even they hide these things, like they'll take one small thing and make it a big thing. I remember when Mothers Against Drunk Driving was invented, and it was just from this one incident, and they made it like, okay, they made this one incident and sensationalize it. I got the drink in my cup, people. But I know what I'm talking about. But so they'll take one event and sensationalize it, and then they'll just get all these laws, and then they'll have this machine behind it, and the people will be like, yeah, that sounds good. But and they'll end up having you voting for your own slavery. Or I won't say slavery. Yeah, slavery. Or losing your civil liberties or your Bill of Rights, a lot of Bill of Rights type of issues. So, now, they have an American public ate it up. And this is exactly why, these guys, when all these stories come out about police beating up people or killing people, you have to really relax. And I understand, just relax. Do not be so reactive. Just relax. Because sometimes what happens is they put all these stories out there, and then the same people that put the stories out there, they're the ones that comes to offer the solution. Do you get what I'm saying? So let me break it down like this. Let me try to give an analogy real quick. Okay. Say if you're in a relationship, right? Okay. So therefore, you don't want your significant other going to a certain bar. So what you do is tell this person that this certain bar, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you'll go to the bar, right? No, here it goes. You go to the bar because you'll tell the person, you'll take the person to the bar, right? And say you, on the side, you play two people to start fighting start a fight, okay? So they start fighting. So you go to the person and say, I told you, you don't need to go to this bar. You know what I'm saying? But in the back of your mind, you don't want the person to go there. But see, now you offer the solution and say, see, now let's not go there no more. But you're the one that created the problem in the first place, to create that. You know what I'm saying? So you're the one that created the problem. Now you're the one that offers the solution. You understand what I'm saying? The solution is this. Even though Barack Obama didn't speak up on anything on the issues because he doesn't really care, you know what I mean? Body cameras for police. And it sounds very, very good to y'all people. Until the fact is now you can just do away with your IDs. You know why, people? Your face is your ID now. So now, if you're just a guy just walking down the street, the police got this camera on them, and it might be activated. You might think I'm taking it too far, but then you know police are known to abuse their power and privilege. Let's be clear about that. We've seen that done already. So let's just be clear about that. So now your face becomes the image. So they can take your face, just like they do when they type your name up in the computer, now it's your face because they got you on camera. So it's like either, you know what I mean, it's like, boom, they take your face. And it becomes like, okay, now it's another invasion of your privacy because you're not even having to show your ID or nothing. Now your face becomes the national ID card. That's, look at Google. You see Google? They brought all that shit. They want to be over there so you can control your heat from your home. Nigga, you better keep that heat turned down because Google will be on you. But look at it, people. Y'all better look to where we're about to go into, where everything is being tracked and traced, everything is being watched. We're being watched all the time, and I'm not trying to spook you out because I don't want people to, you know, the fear tactic is not what we want to do. I just want you to educate yourself when some of these issues come up. I want you to be able to be able to decipher them and look at it. Just because, I mean, say if you're just walking down the street and you might have a parking ticket, you know, that camera's on, the police, you get pulled over, and maybe somebody's the passenger in your vehicle. Why should he have to be subject to a face cam? But it's not to keep you safe. It's really to identify you. Who's this guy? When they go back and watch the tapes, who's this guy? Or it's going to be connected straight to the computer, so when your face comes up, it connects to the ID card. So this is what I tell the people, my people out there, where they was talking about you're going to have to get chips implanted into you. No, you're not going to get no chip. There's no way they can physically just put chips in the whole planet. A lot of that shit you're going to do yourself. You know what I mean? A lot of shit you do yourself, like, you know, like Facebook, you know? You did all that shit yourself. You gave them your name. You gave them all your family members' names. You tell them where you go. You tell them where you eat at. You tell them where, who your family is. I already said that. You track yourself through Facebook. So they don't have to really track you because they got Facebook, and everybody knows Facebook, that's on record, was created by the CIA completely. Even if to my Bible people out there, that, you know, my religious people out there, even if you believe in the devil coming back, you know that the devil is not some horned beast that drinks blood out of the blood cup. The devil is very deceptive, really cool. I would say he's going to be handsome. And the thing is, it's going to be something that you're going to do yourself. You just tracked and traced yourself. Let me throw myself in there too, when we do the Facebook thing. So that's something we'll talk about, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I'm just glad to get back to the real issues, you know what I mean? I'm just glad to get back to the topics. You know what I mean? I mean, the last 2 weeks, it was fun. It was different. But now let's get back to what we usually do. You know what I mean? And that's just sit here and have a dialogue, you understand what I'm saying, and really talk about some real issues. Because things like this is the stuff that needs to be talked about. I mean, we can talk about hip-hop anytime we want to. But for once a week, excuse me, cotton mouth, something like Doja, excuse me, pardon me, but once a week, we just can't take time out and just get escape from the whole programming, the whole, what would you say, matrix. I use that word usually too because nobody was even using the word matrix until the goddamn movie came out. So, you know, remember that? I'll tell you what, listeners, nobody was using the word matrix until the movie came out. You know, oh, I'm caught up in the matrix. And I say, no, you're caught up in the programming. You know what I mean? Let me bring my cousin back on.
Yeah.
What? What's going on, brother?
Can I get a second to weigh in,
sir,
on just about everything you were talking about?
All right, first
let's start with the whole body cam situation. People got to look at it. Where is all that footage going? It's going to the local police stations who cover shit up anyways. So even if something like that is to happen, they're going to sweep it under the rug. I mean, that's basically what's going to happen with them body cams. They're just looking to ID you. And then on talking about, like, online ID, I'm going to speak from personal experience on this one. I went online shopping one day, right? You know, I bought a little bit of something. What happened? Them people posted an ad on my Facebook. They're all tracking you. Now, most people will say people track just your shopping habits on marketing, but no. I'm pretty sure they can track everything about you. And that's just a small example. How ads pop up on your Facebook page the same day.
Well, you got the floor. I'm accused of not taking callers, but if you got something to bring to the table, you have the floor. Talk. You have it. You continue.
Well, yeah, that was basically from my own personal experience on how it's easy for people to track you online and just look you up. And then with the whole body cam, that's just going to the police station. And if shit does happen, they're going to sweep it under the rug. They're going to be like, okay, dump this footage. We're going to keep this. Who's his face? Who's his face? Now, if those body cams were linked, like, to online or something, that might be a good idea. But then you also have to look at the fact of hackers. Just, even though everyday hackers will, bang, okay, now your face is online, bang, I'll take that, trace everything about you. Now you think the CIA can't do that? Because I've seen everyday hackers do shit like that.
Okay, well, so I'm going to put you back on hold, brother. I got another caller, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
So I'm going to bring you back in. 412-4603, you're on the air, Up and Smoke Radio.
What's happening, bro? How you doing?
Oh, man, what's going on? Is this who I think it is? Is this Bruce Jackson on the check-in, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, it is. Just listen about the whole... I was going to say about his, you know, the thing about the ad thing he had on there. That's the whole Google thing. Google rules every damn thing, and people don't, you know, realize a lot of that because that comes up as a search criteria. I mean, and if you're online shopping and, you know, you get something, and then that's search criteria, which falls under the Google category. So whatever you go on to, they just put up your ads on there. It wasn't really on the page. It was just the advertisement part of it under Google criteria. But as far as what you were saying is like the body camera stuff, and that's like some futuristic shit. I mean, that could go good or that could go bad. But, you know, it all, you know, just like everything, you're going to have your good people that do the good things with it, and they're going to have the bad people that do the bad things with it.
I agree.
No matter what we, you know, no matter what we use, we could put cameras and toothbrushes. You know what I'm saying? People are going to always find a way to do something bad, and they're going to always find a way to do something good. And as far as trying to find a way to stop things from happening and to, you know, as long as we live on this planet, we're always going to go through shit. We just have to figure out how to do our own life, how to avoid certain things in our own life, because we know what's going on and how people can react and stuff like that. And it's up to us to choose if we want to be the on the bad side or the good side. And if we want to be on the good side and have a good life, we got to avoid all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be a messed up situation. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. The thing is, it's always even technology and knowledge is always going to be a double-edged sword. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's always going to be a double-edged sword because you can take knowledge, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can take knowledge, right? The same knowledge to build an atom bomb, you know what I'm saying? The same knowledge to make an atom bomb is the same knowledge and technology that can heat the planet. I think they said heat the planet for over 20 years, that one bomb can hit, basically heat and electric. That same activity can
heat,
basically power the planet for 20 years. So when we say technology is a double-edged sword, it could be good for the bad, but I sway with Rojo on the fact that when you have a tyrannical government, I do not think that they're going to use it for a good thing. I think it's going to be a bad thing. There's more people, statistically, that get caught. Basically, how they juke their numbers for DUIs, right? How they juke their numbers is, usually there don't even be a person that got a DUI. They usually get somebody in the car that has a warrant, and they count that as a DUI number. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So they count that. So because people know, the word gets out. that, hey, there's going to be a sobriety, you know how that works.
Right.
There's going to be a sobriety check at such and such and such and such. So people already know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people already know. So
right.
Therefore, how they do that, that's what I say about the body cams, is that the fact that a lot of people are off grid right now and you still want to identify them.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to know who this is, because we're still dealing with, you know the paradigm has changed since 9/11. So
yeah.
Now we're the terrorists, you know what I mean? So everybody's
mm-hmm.
a terrorist until proven innocent. So we have to know who you are, and you know that 9/11 was an inside job. That's that problem, reaction, solution
right.
type of deal. Do you know what I'm
right.
saying? So
right.
I'm saying that these people put all these videos out on purpose because everybody knows, and I'm not trying to sound desensitized to nobody's
mm-hmm.
situation, okay? I'm saying these videos were put out on purpose. So they can come up, the same people that did it, they can come up and offer the solution. So the solution is not let's educate police more. How about police? You have to get, because you know the criteria to be a police ain't really shit. Well,
right.
How about you have to go to college to be a police officer? You have to
right.
do so. You have to be a part of our community to be, because you know a lot of police are from those communities also.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but no. Barack says nothing, and his solution is body cams. He didn't say the police was right. He didn't say the police was wrong, but he said the solution to this is body cams. And
mm-hmm.
I tell you like this, I have to give your boy this right here.
Oh.
This is for Obama.
Right.
Just disappointed.
You know.
Just disappointed.
He said it without proper definition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which always leaves a question in people's minds. They do that so that you know, if a certain thing goes some type of way, they can hurry up and switch it up. You know, they throw something out there, but without the proper definition to confuse the masses. You know, whoa, wait a minute. This could be a good thing, or you know, this could be a bad thing. But if something goes south, they can easily switch it back up and then throw something else out there without proper definition. You know, people don't, you know, read it. They don't read it. You know, I mean, people don't read it. I mean, just looking at it at all angles, you know. And the thing I say is, you know, a lot of people say think outside the box. I don't think, you know, I don't say think outside the box. I say make the box bigger, because outside the box is your uncomfort zone and then you're vulnerable. In your uncomfortable zone, you know. I say make it bigger.
Mm. I like that one.
And that's what you know.
Like
that's what people need to do.
I like that one. And the thing is, like, what it is like, you know what I mean? Like, it's great that you called in, and we got callers. And the thing is, I was accused, you know what I'm saying, by people for not taking callers. I take callers all the time if you got some dialect to bring to the table. Now, you're
right.
Not, you know what I'm saying, Rojo, both of you guys, you guys know, I just been on my machine for a long time, and I've never catched ideas just props. So there was a guy, you know, there was people that, you know, said I didn't like, you know, support the rapper. And
wow.
I was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I've never did nothing but show people love. And at the end of the day, I'm gonna bring you back on. Actually, stay on real quick.
All right.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm gonna bring Rojo back on real quick. Since we talking hip hop. And I didn't really get a chance to do this the last couple of weeks, and I want to give a special rest in peace shout out to Big Bank Hank from the Sugar Hill Gang. You know what I mean? One of the pioneers of this. You know what I mean? And I just want to say thank you, sir, for paving the way for guys like me and Rojo and Reno and and all the other local rappers out there, you know, and everybody is doing their thing, I want to say thank you to that brother. You guys want to give him a special shout out before, you know what I mean?
Just everybody.
Sorry.
I know I'm like 7 days too late. I know he passed on December 10th. RIP to my cousin Jericho. My bad, I didn't get to you earlier, my blood.
As artists, can you tell me how any influences that the Sugar Hill Gang had on you guys? Just coming up, you know, Rapper's Delight. Everybody knows Rapper's Delight.
That's the original format. You know what I'm saying? That is the original format. And if you got to understand, got to understand the original format before you can take on any other colors. You know what I mean? To form anything, you got to understand the original format.
Okay. All right, I'm about to go on a break, but before I go on this break, I want to give a special happy birthday shout out to the homeboy Bobby. Shout out to Jenny Mae. Shout out to the babies. Love y'all. Good looking out. Shout out to DJ Gandhi. Actually, we're going to do all these shout outs right now. But shout out to Bobby. Happy 30th birthday, brother. We love you. You're an awesome dude. And thanks for everything. But we're going to go into this. You know what I mean? And this is a special song. So rest in peace song. I'm going to go on break real quick. I'll be back in 3 minutes. This is a special song. This is the Sugar Hill Gang. Let's go. Rest in peace. Big Bang Hank.
Clap your hands, everybody. And everybody just clap your hands. I'm fly girls, clap your hands. I'm fly guys, clap your hands.
Well, if you're feeling all right and you think you're on,
jump out there, let me know.
Well, everybody in the place, put a whistle in your face.
Scream it out and say, yo, hey.
You don't stop, I rock the rhythm that makes your finger pop. I said, hip-hop, and thanks a lot. Come on,
everybody, give me what you got.
I'm gonna tell you a little story about the Sugar Hill Gang.
With a pow-pow boogie and a big bang.
Tonight we're gonna scream and shout. We're gonna turn this mother sucker out to all of you people that are ready to jam. Scream it out and say, I am
somebody.
Now you know you're hot. See, I met this girl and I said to her, honey, if you wanna be my baby, you got to give me money. Turned around, didn't mean no harm. I knocked her out with my vicious charm. I said, no, baby, it's not like that. You see, I'm all about making that cold cash. Started driving around, started messing with her head. And next thing you know, she wanted to go to. But to turn me on, you got to be the best. Cause I'm the master G. I don't take no mess. Like TNT, I'm dynamite. You see, I rock your body to the early light. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll see I'm gonna jig it out, girl. You're all alone, cause you just been hit by the Capricorn King. I rock you, Jim. I rock you, me. I rock you in and I rock you out. You made me scream, but I made you shout. Yo, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang, diggy, diggy, dang, diddy, dang, diddy, dang.
Now to keeping on, but you don't rush. Let's make this party the real cold crush. Let's scream, let's shout, let's turn this function out.
Not long ago, everybody had on their radio. And then the fella came on with a group in noise to put the wiggle in the women, men, girls, and boys. The word got around about three cool cats who put the foot back in the pack. And let me tell you, party people, just who we be. With the help of Big Bang and the Master G.
To get out,
so down,
we're funk, we're bound.
Hey, the Sugar Hill Gang is in your town.
The baby doll
and all you daddy oh,
you better get ready to move your toes.
To get out,
so down,
we're funk, we're bound.
Hey, the Sugar Hill Gang is in
make it. And if you're ready to party and you're dressed to kill somebody,
Puppet Smoke Radio, back in effect. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the listeners, man. Shout out to my homegirl, Jody Gregory, you know what I'm saying, on deck. Shout out to everybody, man. All the 20, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to refresh the page. Well, I guess I got told we was 33 strong, but now we went down to 27 because I must have hit nerves on people, but that's all right. Or maybe they just didn't want to hear the real hip-hop and not just, you know what I'm saying, just local stuff, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to get back into it, you know what I mean? We're going to get back into it, and shout out to y'all because you guys, like, no disrespect to anybody, you guys choose to be the intelligent listener. You guys choose to be the people that say, you know what, I want to be educated. I want to be informed. I want to hear about other stuff. I don't want to just sit here and talk about ratchet, stupid shit all day. Just sit here and, you know, and you know, while you're on the internet, and, you know, all the madness and seeing the girls, and, you know. Actually, you know what? I might have to just go in on the ladies real quick. I might have to just go in on the ladies real quick. Because the ladies on the social networks, you guys are doing too much. You know what I mean? You guys are just doing too much. You know what I mean? Entirely too much. Like, and the thing is, I'm trying, actually, how about this, ladies? Help me help you, okay? That's it. Help me help you, okay? You got, you girls, and I can't put all you women, like the brother said earlier, Brother Reno Shebang said earlier, you can't put everybody in a box. And I don't want to do this. I don't want to put every girl in a box. So when I say you girls, I don't want to make it seem like a blanket statement, because some of you ladies are going to laugh with me or going to agree with me what I'm talking about. You're going to say, you know what? He's right. He's right. He's right. Some of these girls like my homegirl Jody Gregory said, she could sit her ass down. Sit your ass down somewhere. Just sit your ass down somewhere. You go up here on the internet. You take these provocative pictures. Shot with a song made of licorice on or some type of shit, coochie cutters. You see all the camel toe. Got your butt poked out. And you're going to get the nerve to call somebody thirsty. Isn't this what you wanted? Isn't that the attention you wanted? Isn't that the attention you wanted? Didn't you want some attention? Well, you got it. So are you? Is this some reverse fuck shit to where you just start baiting people? Like, come on. You know you want me. You're a stud. And then when some guy tries to talk to you, you want to say, get out of here, I'm not like that, when everything you present as yourself is a whore? Not calling you one? Not calling you one. Because you, and fellas, I'm going to give you something real quick. There are ladies that you might see at a club, and she might have a skirt on it that looks like basically a long t-shirt, like a triple X t-shirt. But she's professional. As she takes care of our responsibilities, whether it be bills, children, car note, whatever. And she's worked all motherfucking week. And I say motherfucking week because this is for my lady listeners out there, because I know how, you know what I'm saying? Because my mom, my mother, she does it. My mother is a workaholic. And she goes hard. But for that weekend, you just want to escape. You don't have, you just for this week, because that's the only time they got off, fellas. I'm talking to the fellas right now. They only got this weekend off, and come Monday, it's back to the grind. It's back to the, you know what I'm saying? So this weekend, they just trying to escape, and they just trying to let their hair down. So they might be just dressing down because they've been suited up all week. You know what I mean? They've been suited up all week. They, you know what I mean? They have to dress a certain way to go to work. So for this day right here, they just letting it go. They escaping. They just want to just, you know, they just want to get jiggy tonight. And you got them completely fucked up.
Yeah, baby.
Because they are not thirsty. They don't really need you. They got their own shit. But let's go back to the ladies now. There are those ladies do this thing and do all this stuff strictly for attention. Like you, it's, I like to call it a bait and switch. You bait a person into, and this doesn't happen to me because I don't feed into things like that. You know what I mean? But it's called a bait and switch. Like you go up there, you put all these photos on these social networks, and you bait the guys in. You bait them in. You bait them in. And they all get baited in, and then one of them just say, you know what? Because they look at you as a pretty girl. They like you. You know, they're like, okay, hey. And some of these guys are full of shit, ladies. And some of these guys are sincere. Some of these guys are full of shit, and some of these guys are sincere. But you get all that, and you really don't really know how to filter these guys out. And then the first thing you do is just say, you know what, because you only why you posted that post because you do want to attract somebody to you. Let's be clear. You wanted to attract somebody to you. Why you did that is type of provocative type of post. You want to attract somebody to you. Therefore, when these guys come in, you might have a guy that says, you know what? I want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I just want to just make your toes curl and bang out the backboard, and that's that. And I'm going to say something like this, ladies. You might say, get the fuck out of here. You might say this person is disgusting. This person is this and this and that. But at least you know where he's coming from. You might have these guys out here, you know what I'm saying, telling you, promise you the world. And you know what? And that's why a lot of these ladies out here, when y'all be going ape shit and doing that, I bust the window out your car shit to the brothers, I could almost agree with you. Because at the end of the day, what happens is, this motherfucker talked a whole lot of shit, promised you the world, you believed him, he didn't come through, and you broke his shit up. You broke his shit up. I mean, I know the guys are going to call me some type of simp, call me some type of sucker. But no, you got to be really honest with the ladies. Because ladies at this point, they can take it. Because they've been programmed through with the, what was the song? So I creep, just creep it on the down low. The ladies are cool. If you just be honest with them, be honest with them. They're cool. Bring this, let me bring this guy in.
Look,
DJ Dondi. On the world of still. Dondi, you're on the air, buddy. What's it? Dondi's on the air. Dondi, you're on the air, Dondi. Dondi, you're on the air. Dondi. Dondi. Dondi.
What up, man?
You're on the air, buddy.
You're
going to
make me get on that
motherfucker. Hold on. What you got
there? Obama
fault. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, brother? Now, hey, people. Me and Dondi will have a morning show going on. It's just that the fact that the thing is, I want to let the people know that DJ Dondi is very, very important. And the thing is, we have to be face-to-face to do this stuff, people. I don't know why when we can just talk on the phone, but he's professional.
Yeah, baby. Is that what you meant?
What's up, brother? Talk to me.
Chilling.
What you got going on this week, man?
Actually, I'm off Friday, yo. So we're going to hang together and chill out. And then Saturday, we got Augie's Christmas party coming up. Then Sunday, back at Augie's. Monday, JJ's. Oh, and of course, the morning show, Monday morning.
Okay. Right? Okay.
You going to be ready this
time? Really? Well, this time, so this is official. Hey, people, you heard it here first. If the morning show does not go down, it will not be my fault. It will be
it was my bad.
DJ
it was my I wasn't prepared. It was my bad last Monday. I wasn't prepared. I didn't want to make you look like no fool, dog.
You're not going to look like a fool. I'm letting you know that it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. It's going to be dope. I mean, like, actually. You know what? No, I'm gonna wait until I was gonna give y'all some of Dondi's mixes, but no, we're gonna because on Monday, like I said, it's gonna be a little bit of humor, it's gonna be a little bit of news, it's gonna be a little bit of hip hop since people say I don't fuck with the hip hop, but this is not what this show was for. You know what I mean? We talk about the real issues. But you know what? I want DJ Dondi to hear this clip. I just want to tell that person that said that I don't, you know, like hip-hop or don't support the local movements. I just want to give you this clip right now.
You're incapable of running this shit. Your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
It's smoking wild.
I didn't even talk about what I was supposed to talk about.
I'll just let that ride for a minute.
So at the end of the day, I could have just went hard, and that was just the noogie. You know what I mean?
Hey, Smoke, I appreciate you for sparing me, yo. I know you spared me. I know you said you're going to get me back, but don't do it now.
No, not now. You know what I'm saying? Not now. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you have anything about that, what I was just talking about the ladies and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know what? I just got on. I caught the end of it, but yeah, I got you. I caught up.
But how about this? My whole thing about it, this is, go ahead, brother.
No, go ahead.
My whole thing about this, and I'm going to ask you a question. This is a Facebook post, I'm saying, that I had. Now, you see people, women that you know, walking down the street. They might even walk like Donald Duck. They might walk like a guy with cerebral palsy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But or when you see them in their pictures and they're standing like bow-legged and shit, how do you feel like about that, DJ Dondi?
I feel like that's like it's the next step to the duck lips. It's all fake.
Oh, shit. I thought the same way.
No, man, I think if they was really, really bow-legged and they was born like that, then they'll be trying to stand straight when they take pictures.
Because you can still, like, I'm telling the ladies out there, you can still look sexy without being bow-legged. It's all right. You're not bow-legged. It's cool.
And the duck lips,
you know what I mean? Yeah, I tell you what, one of these 30 niggas is going to hit it anyway. One of these dudes is going to lay down with you, honey. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. But I tell you like this. I want to get on the subject with you real quick, if you don't mind, stay on this air. And you're not going to be gunshot. We got 20 minutes left in the show. You know what I mean? I want to ask you a question as a DJ, because you know what I mean? If we're going to talk about hip-hop, we're going to talk about some real issues. And you as a DJ, you have an ear, you knowing how to DJ before before Serato. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Let's be clear, people. DJ Dondi has the right to use Serato. You know what I'm saying? At this point. There's a lot of DJs, you know, a lot of purists out there say, yo, Serato is not what's up, you know, use vinyl and stuff like that. I want to say to them, motherfuck you. Because, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Dondi.
No, I was going to say, real quick, my take on that right there is you do that a lot of the old school DJs, but like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not real DJing. It's push-button DJing and shit like that. But at the same time, though, like, with Serato, you can use the vinyl anyway. Now, it's still everything ran digitally. Hold on. I got somebody telling
me. My opinion about that is,
can I say something?
You actually, is this Kendall?
This is Court. What I'm saying is, if you're an old school DJ, if you're an old school DJ, everybody can mix two songs together. That takes no brain process, nothing. That's easy to do. Everybody knows how to do that. It's 2014, about to be 2015. You got to think outside the box. There's DJs getting paid $100,000 to perform. If you want to keep standing these local shows and these local bars and stuff like that, you can do that. But if you think outside the box, your money going to go outside the box, outside $100, $200, $1,500. You can be making thousands of dollars when you show up to DJ. But you can't stay on the same old school stuff. It's a new day. It's a new era. It's a new technology. You got to catch up.
See, my point about it was because of that. I feel as though that even the legends at this point that they've been carrying the crates around for years, and they're back. Like I know Dondi before Serato. You know what I'm saying? I remember him coming in with crates and with vinyl and stuff like that. It's not saying that he's not qualified, that he can't break out the vinyl. I'm just saying that certain dudes at this point, like, come on, man. Like, I think that if you're a new DJ, if you just start
starting off the day, you have to start with vinyl and not Serato.
I think you should learn the basics if you're a new DJ, so you can learn the history and where it came from. But as far as getting, if that's your job and that's your livelihood, you got to do what you got to do to feed your family. So you got to step up with the times. You can't be rapping like Curtis Blow and think you're going to make some money right now.
you
know what I mean? You got to know where it came from. You got to know where it came from and know your history, but you got to put your own twist to it. You got to catch up with the times because that's how you're going to get paid now. They showed his net worth. His net worth was over $1 million. He produces too, but when he shows up at a club in Vegas, he's getting $250,000 to show to play a set. That's DJing to me. You get paid $250,000 to DJ, that's real DJing to me. I don't care how you do it. What you think?
I said like this. I can agree with you because you're saying that basically get your money. You know what I'm saying? Are you saying that before I even put words in your mouth? Are you saying that this at first? Get your money.
I'm saying get your money, but your label is still DJ, disc jockey. I'm saying get your money, but you're still labeled as a disc jockey while you're doing it.
All right. Okay. Then I can agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can agree with you. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing about it is like it's like the MC thing. It's MC means move the crowd. You have to be able to move the crowd. And as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, at any event, regardless on whatever platform you use, you have to be able to move the crowd.
Yeah, MC means master of ceremonies, really, though.
Master of ceremony also. But the master of ceremony is also basically another word of the mover of the crowd. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, you got to move the crowd.
Because you're mastering.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, you're moving. The master of ceremony moves the crowd.
Yeah, because if the crowd don't move, you don't move. You ain't getting your money.
Yeah.
They ain't calling you back. That's right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
I'm always called back.
All right,
Smoke. I'll put you back on hold, man. Shout out to DJ Dondi on the check-in, man, and the big cuz, man. Thanks for bringing the insight as a DJ, man. I'm gonna bring in the purists back in on the line. The purist from no, I'm not dead. I'm just trying to find a clip real quick. I'm trying to. Never mind. Let me just put up with the auto fanciness because at the end of the day, this is up in Clip Radio, right? And all that professional stuff, you know. You might hear me drinking a beer in the background. You might hear me taking a pee in the background. Yes, your audio is horrible. I have to take you off. You gotta clean up your audio, Wes, man. Because the block talk is all fucked up anyway. So Reynos, your bang, you're on the line, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's happening?
What do you feel about the new DJ movement and at the end of the day as the brother ended up. The difference between an MC, because I just went, like, you know, and that's crazy. And this is how we do it up in Smoke Radio, man. Like, you know, I might have an outline and I might have something going on, but if a caller comes in and brings something intelligent to the table, we can change the subject. We can change it. I don't have to stick to my outline. I have a lot of things else to talk about, people. You see, I started off with the ladies. You know what I'm saying? When I came on the other side, you know what I mean? Then the brother came in, we started talking about DJing. So now we might stay here because I'm fired up. I'm willing to talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, what do you feel as a DJ is like, I feel like this. If you start off like Serato's dope,
But if you're starting off today, definitely have to know how to use Final. And when we're talking about vinyl, we're talking about records, people. That's what records are, you know, the vinyl.
Right.
So because Serato, like, because right now, anybody can really be a DJ the way it's set up right now. Shout out to my man DJ Doughty. You know, this is a guy that got skills that really, he knows how to scratch. He can, he knows how to work the needle. But now with the new shit, like, anybody can be a DJ now. And this is the whole thing about, now see, now people want to talk about hip-hop. You know what I mean? Now it's so easy to do it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you as a person, you know how to analog. You know what I'm saying? You know how to, you was analog way before you was digital. You know what I'm saying? But now this new, digital age makes everything easier for everybody to do anything. So that's why the whole game is flooded. A lot of people that really don't have a lot of talent, but they can just get in the game because this digital age. Right now, anybody can make a site. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you come from an age where, you know what I mean, where you know, you build your own brand. You know what I mean? You build your own brand. You did, like, you did the studio in your house and all that stuff. You know how to work it yourself. Can you get, like, actually, before I even do this, because I don't want to, like, seem like I'm tearing people down, okay? I'm saying that people, this is a new age, and it's so easy for you to get your craft out there. So let me just change up the paradigm, okay? Instead of being critical on the new age, okay? Let me embrace the new age, because I can embrace the new age because I'm on a new age type of system, which is a Block Talk Radio type of site. I would have to have this conversation with you guys. I would have to be on a Whammo. So let me do it this way. I never tell people that if you want to get your hopes and dreams out there on whatever you want to do, it is so easier. I don't even think that's a word, but I'm going to use it anyway. It's easier now.
Easier accessible.
Now. Yeah, it's more accessible. I mean, you're at a point, if you're on a Facebook or you're on a Twitter, you're on an Instagram, you're directly to the people that you want to get across to. So whether if you're a painter, if you make art, you know what I mean? If you write poems, if you're a BMX biker, you know what I mean? If you're a photographer, you can go directly to the people. Now, I'm 37 years old, people. You know what I mean? Like back in our day, Reno, you can attest to this. You know what I mean?
Right.
We had to go out with the staple gun and literally put up flyers on the telephone pole with the staple gun, go use their gas money, go block, you know what I'm saying? And just put up the staple gun and put up flyers.
True story.
Don't have to do that no more, people. You don't have to do that anymore. You can directly go to your audience.
Yeah, true. Definitely could. It's definitely more easier accessible. And then anybody who that can access it and figure out how it works, they can do it. I mean, that's how easy it is. It's right there.
Now,
you can do it.
And the thing is, I might give you this story. This is something meaty. Because my man on the phone, Reno Shebang, was doing so well. Somebody called, we won't even say his that person's name, this guy was from the UK. You know where I'm going, right? You know where I'm going with this, right?
Right.
You know where I'm going with this, right? I'm not even going to say this guy's name. Stole all your music.
Right.
Stole it all. Stole it all. And you, right? And this is what I want the local rappers out here to listen. With him being a businessman, sue that person.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's from the UK. I won't even say this guy's name because he's not relevant. Actually, he probably had to delete his account because his account was all your stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And you had your paperwork right. You had your copyright stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
And you sued him, gave him a cease and desist order.
Yep.
And he had to shut his stuff down.
Exactly. True story. True story.
So when I talk to, so if we're going to talk about hip hop to the rappers out there, and we've been on this show, if we're going to talk about hip hop, we're going to talk about the business side of hip hop. I don't really care. Like, the thing is, if you got a new record, I'll play it. That's what's up. I'm like, that's what's up. I'll play the brothers' music. You know I do, don't I, Reno? Do I?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I play the music.
Yeah.
So, but if you're going to talk about hip hop, I'm going to talk about these aspects of the game. So, if these brothers get, you know, somebody trying to steal their music, I can call up Reno Shebang, have him on the phone, and you can talk on the side, and he can educate you on how to get your copyrights popping, how to get your
mm-hmm.
publishing popping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because all these things, at this point, all these brothers out there these days, excuse me, only thing they know is rap.
Right.
They don't know their business. They don't even know what a point is. They don't even know what a manager's supposed to do. The only thing they know is rap because it's, like I said, it's so easy now. See, and that's how it started before. This is the beginning of our conversation. It's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's so easy to rap, but it's not easy to learn the business because now to learn the business, you got to pick up a book.
True.
You know? You got to pick up the book. You have to pick up a book to learn the business. Now, rap is easy. That's the easy part. But to learn the business, you have to pick up a book.
Yeah.
You see? And that's what gets them caught up in the game. You know what I mean? Because they don't really want to learn the business. Like, you see a lot of people say, yo, you know what? The only thing I want is a record deal.
Right.
Okay, when you get that record deal, you don't even know what you're supposed to get paid. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You don't know, like we said, you don't know publishing. You don't know how to make money off your merchandise. You don't know how many points you're getting off this album. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because you know points, right? You know,
right.
And to the listeners, I would tell you like this. Let me educate the listeners. A standard record deal, you get 4 points. A point is 10 cents, okay? So basically, if a CD goes for $20, you know, $19.99, whatever, you're only seeing 40 cents off of each CD sold. So that's the standard deal for the new artist. So when you hear these rappers talking about racks on racks on racks, on their first album, they are liars.
Right. True.
Because their bill up front might be $250,000, but that's not $250,000 in their pocket. That's their budget to actually make the album.
Yeah, they get it.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, they get it.
Trinidad James getting signed for $1 million, that's not $1 million in his pocket. That's his budget. Now, if y'all know, Kanye West wants $100,000 for a beat. Now, if you're a new artist, your budget is basically $250,000 and 4 points. So you got $250,000 to make the whole album, and you're only getting 40 cents off of $20 off of each album sold. So that's why we, over here, guys like you, is it the guy, Tom Stacks, Cotton Cassius, other guys that's out there, I can't name them all, that's on that independent tip because they want to see all their money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want corporate dollars. We don't want to be corporate bitches. We don't want to be, you know, you tell us what to say, like that Rick Ross deal. You know what I mean? He was just being funny on a song. You know what I mean?
Right.
We don't
right.
want to be hired. I don't, listen, I'll tell everybody out there, I don't want to be hired. I want to be the firer.
Mm.
I'll fire your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nobody to hire me. There are a lot, listen, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and I don't care black or white, you can, everybody can agree with this, because if you have that independent spirit and want to just do your own thing, we say, fuck the plantation, build your own nation.
Yeah, baby.
And so, the 23 listeners listen to me right now, I'll start with y'all. I would rather deal with y'all. I would rather talk to y'all instead of taking this corporate, being on this corporate bitch shit, trying to shuck and job and trying to be on Whammo and trying to be the next LB Silk. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, baby.
I respect y'all better than that. To the live listeners, I fuck with y'all, man. We got a couple seconds left, man. And thank you for everybody to listen to me, man. Tonight, hopefully, been educated. Hopefully, I can make you go into a book and cross-reference me. Excuse me, I got that drink in my cup. But you know how it is. Shout out to my man DJ Dondi. Shout out to Rico Shebang. Shout out to Barb. Happy birthday. Shout out to homegirl Jen. Shout out to JV Ayers. Shout out to Reno Shebang. Shout out to Wes. Shout out to all the listeners out there, man. I appreciate y'all. I love you. I'll see you next week. We gonna. I'll leave you with this, man. I'll see y'all.
Back in.